Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Luckett Peris, as we welcome the 30th of March, 2026. This, in fact, for the Christians is termed as the Holy Week as they move into the Passion of Christ. Just thought I'll remind all our listeners about that and to wish our Christian fraternity a blessed Holy Week as they move into worship and festivities during the course of this week. Now then, quickly on to business. Well, Royal College Colombo have qualified for the finals of the school's president's rugby knockout tournament when they completely outplayed Isipathana yesterday by 39 points to 13. Mind you, the Green Machines, now being coached by Sanath Marty, is one of the finest coaches in schools rugby. They were all stunned at Royal's performance. But basically, I reckon, talking to a few experts, namely Christopher Jordish, the former CRNFC captain and also who played for Sri Lanka, he felt that quality teams like Wesley and St. Peter's, together with even Isipathana, on the given date, being a knockout tournament, didn't come out at their best. He doesn't take anything away from Trinity or Royal, who have qualified for the finals now. But what he says is that these are very good teams who unfortunately had a bad day in the park. And in a knockout tournament of this magnitude, one mistake, you know, in a game, and then you're done and dusted. I also had a chat with Tony Amit. Tony Amit is of the view that it was excellent work by the Royalists. I mean, they gained meters, they gained line, and they sort of gained 10 meters every time there was a challenge. And it's very difficult for Isipathana to come round and try and stop that gain. That was their great success in qualifying for the finals. Now, remember that Royal led 19 points to 8. In the breather, and they obviously looked the better team. Sadly for Isipathana, they had an important yellow card being issued for one of their players in the dying moments of the game. So, well, there are no excuses, but then what happens when you play with 14 against a team like Royal? It could be a challenge for any team. Now then, also talking to Shane Dullav, he just sent me a little bit of a message. He felt that Royal looked the much better team. And unfortunately, Isipathana didn't come out well on the day that mattered. Now, there is also a big question, who will be the favorites in winning the 2026 President's Knockout Tournament? One answer that I can give you is it will be a different team that will win the President's Trophy this year, because remember last year it was won by Isipathana. This year, the contest is between traditional rivals, Royal and Trinity, two of the finest rugby playing schools, two of the oldest rugby playing schools in world cricket, in world rugby, apologies, correction, and two of the most prestigious institutions in this country. Now, according to a few of my colleagues, they said they'll just give me the win prediction during the course of the week. So look out for our podcast every day on our update on the finals of the President's Trophy coming up this week with win predictions. Okay, that's about it. I think I've spoken a lot on rugby now. Now then, let's move quickly on to cricket. New Zealand women played against the South African women yesterday in a 50-over game. That's the first game of the ODI series. South Africa won this game by 2 wickets. New Zealand batting first, 268 bowled out. Amila Kerr made 36, Mary Green, wonderful 85. Jebs Kerr, Amila's sister, made 22, and Kabergaza 37. Chole Tyron for the Proteas took 2 for 46. But the bowler of the day was none other than Ayaban K. Kaka. Remember her? She bowls right arm seam for South Africa. She took 6 for 56. South Africa get to the target with 4 balls spare, 269 for 8. Anna-Marie Derrickson, 72. Suna Luz 33, Nandini Kerr 39, and Kyla Ryanke 42. For New Zealand, Jessica 2 for 45, Rosemary Mayer 2 for 52, and Amila Kerr 2 for 31. So the 50 over encounter between between the Kiwi women and the South Africa women gets off to a good start, with South Africa winning the first game by 2 wickets. Yesterday in Wankhede Stadium, we saw all the Ambani smiling for a change, isn't it? Mumbai versus Kolkata Knight Riders. Mumbai winning the toss, opting to bowl first, have won this game easily by 6 wickets with 4 balls to spare. The main scores: Kolkata Knight Riders 220 for 4, Ajinkya Rahane 67, Finn Allen 37, Angrish Raghunath 51, Rinku Singh 33, and Shardul Thakur, the Mumbai Indians bowler, who is a wicket taker who can break partnerships, took 3 for 39. Mumbai Indians, with the help of both Royal Ricketton and Rohit Sharma, looked very comfortable in reaching the target. I'm sorry, with 5 balls to spare, not 4 balls to spare. They got to 224 for the loss of 4 wickets. Ryan Rickleton, the South African, made 81. Rohit Sharma, 78. And the partnership, the first wicket for 148, actually sealed the game in favour of the high-riding Mumbai Indians, who have won their first encounter despite having won the IPL 5 times, but winning their first encounter of the tournament. And this has come to them after many, many years. So I'm sure they'll be a proud lot. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Peters this morning on our podcast. We look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. More of the latest, but we'll be eyeballing what's happening in the IPL, like I told you, and also the great final of the President's Knockout Schools Tournament between traditional rivals Royal and Trinity. That is something we are going to keep our eyes focused on. Those of you who have a win prediction, I'll be putting up the win prediction on the Facebook as well, so you can always come up with your win prediction if you need to contribute. Thanks for listening. It's been a record for your listening pleasure this morning.